This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you, Alan. Welcome to the RDS Who Is Who Plenary Call number 20. Today is February 19th, 2018, 1430 UTC. In attendance, we have Alan Greenberg, Dmitry Polyavsky, Erica Mann, Stephanie Perrin, Chris Despain, Lily Sun. We have we have Alice Janssen, Lisa Pfeiffer, and we have apologies from Volker Greiman, Catherine Bauer-Bost, Susan Kawaguchi. This call is recorded, and thank you for muting your lines if you're not speaking. Over to you, Ben.
Thank you very much. We first have the approval of the agenda. Does anyone have any other items? I'll note that I did ask that the protecting registrant data be added. Oh, I see it was added as a second item in bold. I'm not sure I warrant having a title in bold, but it is effectively one of the last bullets under number two. Any other comments? Then we'll accept the agenda as presented, minus the bold, and proceed. And the first item on the agenda is to review, and the substantive item on the agenda is to review our status of working groups and to try to both present where we are and see if there's any input we have from other members of the working group. The first item is strategic priority and Catherine. And Catherine is not on the call. Is there someone else in the group who can present where we are in this group, on this subgroup? Apparently not. Let's see who else is in that subgroup.
Alan, that's Carlton, Catherine, and Volker.
Thank you. I guess we'll take a pass on that one then. Next is compliance. Compliance is Susan. Susan is not on the call. We have a number of other people in that one, and that is Carlton, Chris, Erica, Susan, and Thomas. Is there anyone who has anything to say? I know Susan has been doing some work on it and has distributed a number of documents. Anyone have any input for the rest of us who have not been following it as closely? And we have no one, and Carlton has joined the call.
Alan, this is Lisa Pfeiffer.
Yes, please, Lisa, go ahead.
Susan reached out to me over the weekend to tell me that her internet access was down where she was working this weekend. So I know that she was intending to send out the answers to these questions to the subgroup over the weekend. I suspect she wasn't able to because she didn't have internet access. But that is her action.
Please hold.
I don't know who that one was. Am I still online? I just heard a please hold on my line.
I have a please hold as well.
I think we're all still on.
Okay. Someone is talking in the background. I can't hear quite who it is or what they're saying. All right, we will go on to the next item, privacy proxy services, Volker. Volker is not on the line, and we have other people on it are Catherine and Stephanie. Stephanie is on the line. Stephanie, do you have any input, or can you tell us where, as far as you understand, this subgroup is? Stephanie, for both noon, I can't talk anyway, still coughing. All right. I have not been following this subgroup at all, so I cannot speak to it. Next item. This is going to be a very quick meeting, it looks like. Common interface. Volker is the lead on that. And we have myself and Susan as the other people. I have not seen very much on that. Lisa, have I missed something? We have a hand up. Lisa, please go ahead.
Thank you, Alan. Lisa Pfeiffer for the transcript. And I apologize for my voice. I, too, have a cold. And just following up on the previous group privacy proxy, I do know that Volcker had submitted edits to the first pass work plan document. I had not seen anything further on the subgroup list regarding that that subgroup's next steps, you know, as listed here on the slide. But I believe that was in Volcker's to-do pile to get out the proposed next steps. On common interface, I believe Volcker also sent around a first cut at the first pass work plan. I have not seen anything additional in response to his first draft of that work plan.
Okay, thank you. Anything new is the next one on Stephanie, and Stephanie says she cannot speak today. And the other people on that one are myself. I have not seen anything, I believe, and Susan. Lisa, again, I'll turn to you as someone who's perhaps paying more attention. Was there anything that was sent out, or are we still?
I believe on this item there is actually no additional news to report.
All right. I see in the chat Lily says couldn't hear anything now. I'm not sure if she can still hear us or not. Alice has just asked her. I'll assume that is proceeding. Law enforcement, Thomas. Thomas is not on. Lily, Catherine is not on. Lily is on. Lily, are you in a position to speak? Can you tell us where that is? Last I heard, there had been some messages privately, but nothing on the mailing list itself. I don't know where that stands right now. Lily is not actually on that group. I thought Lily was on the group. Chris, have you seen anything on the list on that one?
Not that I can recall. I will, while you're chatting away about other things, Alan, I'll go and check in my email boxes. But
thank
I'm fairly
you.
Sure I haven't. But I'll
yeah, I'm
check.
I'm pretty sure I haven't either. Lisa's on the has hand up. Please go ahead, Lisa.
Thank you, Alan. I believe that the last I heard on law enforcement needs, which is Catherine, Chris, and Thomas, was that there had been some off-list back and forth between Catherine and Thomas, and Catherine had planned to send out her next steps to the subgroup. I did not see that happen over the weekend, but that was Catherine's action coming out of last week's leadership call.
That is, I do recall that. Thank you. All right. The next one is consumer trust. Erica, we do have Erica on the line. She has not yet indicated she can't speak. Erica, are you with us?
Alan, I'm with you. If you can hear me.
We can hear you very well. Are you still hiking or are you back home?
I'm not home. I'm still in Arizona, but I did my hikes yesterday and I'm back in areas where I can make and can have calls. So
okay.
I will review my to-dos today. I think I have to set up a call. This is what I think I left a group with, which I will do this week as long as I'm in Arizona. And otherwise, I have to reply to the last round of questions. All others are replied to. So I have to reply, which I will do today, to the last round. We'll set up a call. Hopefully, I can do this week. If others do have the time, and then we can move forward.
Thank you very much. And the last item is mine. And do we have either the updated document or the email that we can display? If not, if you give me 30 seconds, I will find the email myself.
Alan, we're looking for it now.
as am I.
You're looking for the planning questions?
I sent out an email in response to the discussion we had last on the last meeting, and I'm trying to find that. I don't recall if I actually updated the document or not.
Hi, Alan. I've just uploaded it into the Adobe Connect pod.
Thank you.
That's what you're looking for.
That is, and I just found it myself. The real question is, last time I had done a work plan, and last time we had a discussion, and a number of issues were raised as to whether indeed I had covered all of the issues that we committed to in at our Brussels meeting. And after thinking about it again, there was one aspect of it that I think we had not covered, that had never even been mentioned before, and I think it is very relevant. And the other part that I think I believe was covered adequately. The part that was not mentioned before is, in terms of safeguarding registered data, we don't know a lot about what happens with the off-site escrow that data is stored with, both by registrars and registries as appropriate. And there is, since that is the site of last resort, and given the number of data breaches which one reads about on a regular basis, the question is, are the procedures adequate? Are things covered? I noted that groups like Iron Mountain, when they started, really were protecting magnetic tapes and storing them off-site. And now, of course, everything is online, and that makes things more vulnerable. So it was suggested that we look at escrow providers and talk to them. And I had suggested Iron Mountain. Volker had suggested that we also do one of the smaller ones or one of the other ones and try to understand how their business runs, so we understand to what extent there are vulnerabilities, both in terms of loss of data or potential change of data. And the other aspect of it, which I don't know to what extent we can actually do, is to, again, look at registrars and registries and get some feeling of to what extent do we have a vulnerability there, not so much to necessarily to loss, but to data being changed potentially. And Volker did make a comment that he thinks both of them are reasonable, and as I said, he added that perhaps we should look at a second escrow provider as well. The other part that I rethought or looked at again was, in Brussels, we had said we are going to do a number of different things associated with this task, and one was identifying the life cycle of registered data, determining if and how data is safeguarded in each phase, identifying high priority gaps, and recommending specific measures, if any. And to a large extent, I believe that A, C, and D are being covered in excruciating detail, or will be by the time they are finished in the next-gen RDS work, plus, of course, in the ongoing GDPR work, because we are obliged to look at data at all aspects, from the collection to eventually retention of them. And to a large extent, I think that if we do that kind of work, we are going to be replicating work from the GDPR without any real any benefit to doing it in this phase. And the question is, does anyone believe that we really need to be putting significant effort into those parts of the task, or is it indeed replication? I received no comments from the work group, the subgroup, on that. So I'm presuming Volker, who apparently did read the message and responded, did agree with that. And I'm wondering, do we have any input from any other review team members? Now, these are items that we specifically added in Brussels, and I think they are. It's a reasonable to have analyzed the requirements for this addressing this issue that this way, but I don't really see merit putting a large amount of effort into it. So if there's anyone who's not on the subgroup or is on the subgroup that feels differently, now is a good time to speak up. And I wouldn't mind having Chris's input on this, since he is our attempt at crystal balling how the board might react.
I simply say I agree with you, Alan.
Okay, thank you.
As you know, I love to disagree with you, but in this particular instance, I find myself ad idem with you.
Okay, thank you. We'll have plenty of things to disagree with on in the future. Don't worry.
Oh, don't worry. I'm already working on those.
Anyone else have any further comments? If not, we'll cast this in concrete into the documents and consider that one done.
Alan, you have a few comments in chat.
I do. Do the comments, what do they say? I would point out that there is a significant volume of proxy-protected registrations which are not public but are escrowed. That's correct. I'm not sure how that affects what we are saying. If we are looking at the escrow companies, we certainly could interview proxy providers in addition to registrars. I'm not sure that their business is substantially different enough that it makes a big difference, especially since the larger proxy providers are, in fact, run by registrars. But maybe I'm missing something. There is an issue that, as I point out in my email, that registrars are under no obligation to to speak to us or reveal exactly what measures they take. So this is going to be purely voluntary, and we may well find that we don't have a lot of registrars who are willing to go public or even semi-public in terms of saying how they're protecting their data. But it's certainly a question we can ask. All right. I don't see any negative comments here. But if Stephanie has a reason why we should look at proxy providers separately from registrars, I'll certainly consider that and bring it back to the group. All right. Next item, we have now finished our review. Does anyone else have anything they wish to raise on items on subgroups that they are either part of, leading, or simply have questions that would like to be brought to the subgroups? We'll leave a moment for people to respond. And not seeing anything, we'll go on to the next agenda item. And that is a subgroup membership review. This is not a – yes, go ahead. Sorry, Lisa, go ahead, please.
Apologies for interrupting. Before we leave the status update, I just want to really kind of reiterate that in order to follow the timeline that's laid out to get us to our Brussels face-to-face meeting with substantive work to discuss, all of the subgroups should be done planning their work and actually in the analysis phase. Our schedule actually would have the analysis phase. That means going through all the documentation and the briefings by the 22nd of February, which clearly that would be an optimistic date given where the subgroups stand. So it is important that everybody understands the timeline that we've set out in front of us and that work of actually digging into the materials that have been collected and any briefings you've identified really needs to start now.
Thank you, Lisa. Yes, I should have said that as well. Sorry, I'm not quite awake yet, obviously. I did send out an email earlier this week or a few days ago pointing out that at that time we have three more plenary meetings before ICANN 61 and two and at most three, or three and at most four meetings after ICANN 61 before we arrive in Brussels. And given the number, the amount of work that we have done, at least apparently, and the state we're in, I think we have a big problem. And somehow we either have to start working very quickly and get this done, or I don't see what the other alternative is. It's probably too late to cancel the meeting at this point. But we have 3 days there that are going to be rather interesting if we don't have real work and substantive work to discuss, and preferably work that has been distributed ahead of time so people can do their homework and be prepared to discuss these things. So on paper, this group is working really well, but somehow we have to start delivering. Chris, please go ahead.
Thanks, Alan. This is Chris. I understand exactly what you're saying, and I don't disagree with you, but I wonder if there's any merit in treating a face-to-face meeting as the cage, if you will, to get a heap of this work done? Or is that just an opportunity to delay things even further?
Chris, if you're asking what do we do when we get there and we have nothing on the table to actually discuss and we tell people to go off in little groups and read the stuff they should have been reading over the last couple of months and then try to cobble together something quickly, yes, I guess we'll do that. But that's not what we're spending a huge amount of money to get together for. So,
no.
Is that a fallback? Sure. And we may well end up doing it for some of the subgroups, but I would like to think that we're going to have something substantive to discuss. And we are supposed to be coming out of that meeting with at least some idea of what our analysis is and where we're going on recommendations. Now, the work plan has a large amount of time left between then and June to actually formulate things and put it in writing and make it pretty. So, yes, we have some slack we can move into, but at this point I'm starting to worry that in many of the projects we're really not anywhere, and that worries me.
Well, can I, it's Chris again, can I ask,
sure, please.
Then, does anybody have any ideas? I mean, apart from simply saying everybody needs to get on with it and get it done between now and whenever, does anyone have any other ideas about ways that we could work or ways that we could operate that would assist? I mean, frankly, for what it's worth, there's a whole at least 10-day hiatus when we are traveling to and in Puerto Rico, and I doubt very much if much is going to get done unless we force, and I use the word force not literally but figuratively, people to sit down in Puerto Rico in small groups and get stuff done. So my concern is that we'll also end up coming out of Puerto Rico without much progress having been made.
That is indeed my concern, and some of us will be in Puerto Rico, but I can predict I will have zero time in my agenda, and you're probably the same.
Yeah, me too.
And so I'm not planning on getting a lot done in Puerto Rico other than a few people who are not there may have a nice quiet time where they can do some work. But at this point we have two meetings before Puerto Rico, and as I said, three, maybe four if we push it after, and that starts to be worrisome. And I haven't heard anyone say, I guess I'm resigning from the work group, obviously I don't have the time to do this. So there's an implicit commitment that we will get the work done, but the ticking of the clock is bothering me. I'm not sure what else we can do other than say please, 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 and start writing on people. But given that we can rarely get more than half the people at any given conference call, I find it somewhat problematic. Lisa, please go ahead. Lisa's going to have the solution to our problems.
Oh, Alan, I wish that were true. I had actually put this in chat, but I wanted to raise it, which is that not everyone in this review team has participated in a review before and may not be aware that there are quite a number of steps that the review must go through, even after assembling your findings and sharing them in draft form in a presentation at ICANN 62. If this review team wants to complete its work by the end of this year, it has to make some of these very near-term milestones in its work plan. You can't accelerate things at the end and expect that you'll be done by the end of the year. So perhaps one of your tools, Alan, is to make it clear that for those that are on this review, if they can't commit to getting the work done now, they are committing to continuing the work beyond the end of the year. And I suspect many people would like to finish this year, and that does mean getting the work done now.
There may be some people who want to draw this out as long as possible. Chris, please go ahead.
I'm not one of those. I wonder whether we could, Lisa, I'd be guided to some extent by your thoughts on this, whether we could ask staff to facilitate calls with the working group, call the call, get one or two members of the working group on and actually facilitate those small groups through the process of coming up with what it is that they need to come up with. Again, I have no idea if that's even feasible, practical, etc., but it strikes me that what we need is some organizational rigor, and it's hard to put that in when we're all busy doing other things.
Chris, one of my concerns, I'll let Lisa answer for herself, but one of my concerns is that I see little indication that other than the person, perhaps the leader of the group who put together the work plan, I see little evidence that people even have done their reading ahead of time. And you cannot do that communally. I guess we could have someone read to them, but that's just not a productive way of doing work. And maybe I'm wrong. I'm reading this wrong, and people will tell me I'm wrong. But that's my take on it. And just so it doesn't sound like I'm preaching, I'm behind on my own projects also. So I understand the problem, but somehow we have to get past that. Lisa, please go ahead.
Thanks. And Chris, I guess I want to clarify what you're suggesting. So each of the subgroups currently has a rapporteur, and the rapporteur's role really is to decide when calls of the group are needed and initiate that. And staff is, of course, available to help participate, take notes, and record results in any subgroup call. Are you suggesting that staff actually initiate some of those calls, one-on-one with the rapporteur to get things rolling?
Yes.
I guess I think we could certainly try that. I do share Alan's concern that it requires the subgroup members to actually dig in and do the work, not just participate in a call. But we could
I understand.
We of course, could ask Lisa just write the report for us.
Well, frankly, I'm massively in favor of that, but leaving that aside. But then I spent 2 years working with Lisa on this, so I know how good she is.
I have no problem about the quality of the work. I just think that somehow avoids the issue of this being a volunteer-run report on basically looking at what staff has done.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think really what I'm if I may, Alan, Lisa, what I meant was that, I mean, yes, it is kind of what I meant. What I meant was actually saying, all right, so let's have a call, it doesn't matter what subgroup it is. Subgroup A, there are three people on it. Let's have a call, organize a call for next Tuesday at 4 o'clock. Here's the reading list, and then, you know, push that through, get the call, have the call. If only one or two people turn up, well, so be it. You know, you just move forwards. I find that getting stuff done and producing, you know, comments and stuff is often an incentive for people, especially when they don't agree. But it's just a suggestion, and I know it's really easy for me to suggest these things, so I'm conscious that I'm just trying to be helpful, and I'll back off now.
Please don't, Chris. Look, the reality, as I see it anyway, my reality, is that in any project like this, one or two people, and I'm talking for each of our subgroups, will take the lead and actually do the work and do the writing, and you're hoping that the other people in the group will have done their reading and at least critique what is written. That's probably how it's going to work. We're not likely to have, each person doing the work in parallel and then merging it, although in one of my groups I am suggesting exactly that. But if we don't have the rapporteur or someone else on the group taking a lead and doing that work, then it's not going to materialize. There's no fairy dust that we can sprinkle on it that will make it suddenly materialize. And my concern is I am not seeing that level of activity. Lisa, please go ahead.
Thanks. So I think based on this conversation, what we might be being given an action to do is to reach out to the rapporteurs of each subgroup, perhaps starting with the rapporteurs who haven't yet produced the answers to their questions, and set up a call with that rapporteur to get that work down on paper, get it started. If subgroup members can attend that call, that's great, but the feasibility of getting all subgroup members together for all these calls probably is low. So I think the action would be to reach out to the rapporteur, schedule a call to which the subgroup members are invited, and see if we can use that as a way to get some of this work going.
If you can do that, which is Chris, if you can do that, Lisa, that would be, I think that would be fantastic. But up to Alan to decide.
Oh,
my view is that would be really great.
I'm happy to both say it, let's go for it and give it a try. And so what we would do, I guess, is quickly send out a doodle for several of the subgroups that we're looking at and try to get certainly the rapporteur and as many of the other team members together at the same time and just start talking about how we're going to get to an endpoint if we're not anywhere near yet. Do I have that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And specifically, we'll try to at least answer the questions that are on the screen in Adobe right now.
Sure.
For the groups that haven't been able to do that. And then, depending on the success of that effort, maybe we'll continue with other subgroups and subsequent calls.
Okay, so if we're going to do this with two or three subgroups, then I guess one doodle for all of them, and then we can look at who fills in which and try to find the best times for each of the subgroups. Does that sound reasonable?
Yes, with the proviso that we'll go ahead with a call even if just the rapporteur is available.
That's correct, yeah, understand. But we'll try to find one that other people can attend. That's fine. Let us take that as an action item then, please. And maybe by Friday we'll have something better to respond. So we're really talking about doing that this week. So it's a pretty short lead time to do this.
Alan, sorry, this is Alice. If I can ask
please go
a clarifying question.
Please go ahead, Alice.
So is your intent to have one doodle poll and then one call for all subgroups? So should we have one poll per subgroup? I think you want to tailor the messaging to your audience, right?
One call per subgroup, but one doodle poll
one
just
call.
To collect the information
okay.
of who's available when. Otherwise, the doodle polls will overlap anyway, So there's no reason not to put them all on one Google form.
I see. Okay, excellent. Thank you for clarifying.
All right, let us go to the next action item, or not, no, sorry, the next agenda item, and that is the subgroup membership review. We do have one group, data accuracy, which we had looked for another member. Lily had asked for another member. I think that is the only one that that we're doing that with, and I would like to, if possible, is there anyone on this call who would be willing to put their name into that group? Currently, the formal members of the group are led by Lily, Dimitri, and Catherine are the other members. I am on each of the group mailing lists and will occasionally participate, but I'm not necessarily a formal member of it. So we are looking for somebody else who thinks they actually have enough time and will actually deliver on this. The people with the lowest workload, I believe, are Erica and Thomas. They are each only on three groups. I believe everyone else is on at least four. Thomas is not on the call. Erica, are you willing to take this one on, or is that pushing you past the limit you can do? This is
I already said I can support this in the chat room.
Okay, sorry, I wasn't watching the chat. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Erica. Just to remind everyone what this is a review of recommendations 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9, which are all recommendations associated with data accuracy. And this is to review the implementation, which I will remind you all, according to staff's evaluation, they have fully completed this. But our job also, of course, is to look at effectiveness, not just completion. Thank you. We have Erica, and I appreciate that. We'll go on to the next agenda item, and that is the outreach, the blog post. You all, I believe, have received a copy of the blog post. I can't seem to get that out. The updating the community on where we are. Alice, is that correct? Did it go? I know it went out to leadership. We decided at the leadership meeting to have it go out to the full community, to the full working group. Did that in fact happen?
Hi, Alan, Susanna. No, it did not happen, I'm afraid. As Lisa needed to add a couple of references. Lisa, do you want to comment on it?
Yeah, please forgive the ringing in the background. It'll stop in a moment.
So this is Lisa. Alan, I saw the comments that you sent back to the full group list. We do need to post those documents that you asked for in PDF format and then adjust the links as you suggested. In addition, in our staff review of the blog post, which had come back from comms, we noticed that there were a few items in the list of objectives that were not fully aligned with the terms of reference as they had been sort of simplified in language. So we would like to come back to you with a few small suggested edits for your consideration and then sharing with the review team.
Okay, please, let's get that done as quickly as possible then. So it's an action item out of today. I am gone after this meeting for the rest of the day until my evening, so I may not get a chance to look at it till tomorrow, but I will try today if it gets to me today.
This is Alice.
Yes, please go ahead, Alice.
I really would have liked if you wanted to discuss with the review team on holding a webinar or having the discussion of ICANN62. Should we wait for ICANN62 or should we have a webinar? And that was something you wanted to bring up with the group.
Yeah, yes, it is. I was just getting to that. the end of the blog post, which most of you have not seen, or all of you have not seen, said we will be holding webinars, and in square brackets it said details to be provided, i.e. in the blog post we would provide details. I cannot see us at the stage today where we are prepared to commit to a specific webinar at this point, either on the exactly what the topic is or when. So I suggested that we replace that line to saying we are considering webinars, and we will be holding a community update session at ICANN 62 in Panama. So I think that's as good as we're going to get in terms of a commitment, because we have to do the ICANN session if we're going to publish a report. We have to be talking to the community at some point. I think we have only been talking about a public session. I do not believe we've been talking about individual meetings with ACs and SOs, although that is a possibility. But at this point, I don't think we've talked about it enough to commit to it in a blog post. But I don't see how we can really do anything more than that if we're going to get this blog posted relatively soon. Lisa, Alice, please go ahead. That was an old hand.
That's an old hand.
Yep. All right. So we will get the blog draft out to the whole group as soon as possible, hopefully by the end of today or tomorrow at the latest. And we will put it back on the agenda on Friday for a final review. Face-to-face meeting. What do we have to update on that? The travel invitations went out. At least I got mine. I'm assuming everyone else got theirs. And arrangements should be made, I presume, within the next few days. Chris, please go ahead, and then I'll ask Lisa or Alice if they have any other issues to raise on the face-to-face. Go ahead, Chris.
Only to say, when you say invitation, you mean the calendar invitation?
No, those of us who have to do travel through constituency travel have received their request to start booking.
Oh, okay. I ran into some challenges last time around because board thought that it was being dealt with by. I won't worry about it. It doesn't matter. Now I know what you're talking about. It's fine. I'll get it sorted. Sorry.
If you don't have air tickets soon, you should.
No, I'll be coming by train anyway, so it'll be fine.
All right, then if you don't have train tickets soon, you should.
Thanks, Al. Would you like anything else you'd like to do for me?
No.
Thanks very much.
If you don't plan to be in Brussels, please let us know. How about that? The rest of it we'll leave to someone else.
All right.
At this point, if I could ask Alice or Lisa, if she knows, do we have any apologies for this meeting? I think I did see one.
Yes, Alan. Volker, I believe, indicated that he won't be joining us in person.
That's correct. He is moving, but he will try to participate to the extent possible. All right.
Sorry, Alan. It's me again. I apologize. It would be helpful to me if someone, Alice or Lisa or whatever, could just send me a note that tells me, I don't, for example, know the hotel details. I'll need to make those arrangements through board travel, but I don't have any of those. So if someone could send it to me, I'd be very grateful.
Yeah, I don't know to what extent anyone has those yet.
Not a problem. Just as long as it happens when it needs to, that'd be cool.
That's fine.
Hi, Chris. I'm happy to send you the details.
Thank you.
And just for everyone to know, you're staying at the same hotel as last time. So it's,
okay.
The A-Loft. Yes, correct.
Which I have to believe is the silliest hotel name I've ever heard. But Sophie, I'm clearly not a marketing person, though. Chris, you don't have to apologize for interrupting. I will do almost anything to make this not purely the Alan show. So anytime someone else is willing to talk, I'm glad to have them do it. All right. Next item on our agenda, if there is nothing else to raise by either staff or working group members on the face-to-face, and I don't see any other hands. And Alan says it's a busy time, book early. I'm trying to, desperately. All we have to do is actually get the tickets issued. But I'm hoping now that it's Monday that will happen. Next item is any other business. Do we have any other business? And we do not have any other business. At least no one is volunteering. And then go over to Alice, I presume, for decisions reached. I don't know if we've made any decisions and action items.
I think Lisa has her hand up. Lisa?
Oh, you're right. It wasn't up when I started talking. Lisa, go right ahead.
I do. Thank you. And I'm not sure that this fits in any other business, but I'll take the opportunity to just amplify a point I think you yourself raised, Alan, in email, that when subgroups do begin their work, it is very important for purposes of transparency that the work occur on the mailing lists and not in private discussions. That allows the whole community to see how the work is progressing and observers to submit any comments they may have. I think we'd all welcome input from the community at any time. To make that happen, we do need to actually do our work on list in the subgroups and in the full routine.
Thank you, Lisa. Any other business? Then I again turn it over to, I think, Alice for the review.
Thank you, Alan. So in terms of decisions reached, we have two. The first one is that there's a decision to move forward with the next steps Alan outlined in the Safeguarding Registrant Data email, along with an examination of both registry and proxy provider ESCO. Erica has volunteered to help Lily on assessment of who is one data accuracy implementation. In terms of action items, the rapporteurs who have not addressed planning questions, i.e. Catherine, Susan, Stephanie, Thomas, need to send their input to the RDS who is to review team list as soon as possible. I can or will set up separate calls with each rapporteur through one doodle poll and subgroup members as available to see how they can help. And I can or will also add Erica to data accuracy mailing list and the wiki page. That's all for today's call. I can org is also to incorporate the edits to the blog post as soon as possible for final approval on Friday. And that's it for today.
Thank you very much. On the first decision reads, it should be registry, comma, registrar, and proxy.
Okay, thank you.
I believe it is the same escrow agent that works for all three, but it is all three.
Thank you, Alan.
If there is no further comments, then we'll call this meeting to an end a half hour early. We reconvene on Friday to the extent possible. It would be nice if we had full attendance. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.